cock your guns, cast your lines, and drop your anchor. Time to sit back and relax. It's the Big Boat and Outdoor Show with your host, Dennis Gibbs.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show, the only boating talk radio show in North Texas. Hosted by me, the boat guy, I'm Dennis Gibbs. Folks, you are tuned in to News Talk 660 K-Sky. We're talking to you live inside the beautiful studios here. And we are having a good time today and having a good show for everybody that we have planned out today. Folks, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be going live with our news girl, Lake Level Ginger, to give us all the Big Boat and Outdoor Show Lake Report. And then right after that today, at about 6:15 today, Boat US got this out of Trade Only Magazine. Boat US has predicted or has estimated over $500 million in boat damage from Hurricane Irene. And just boat damage. That's right. So that's at 6:15 today. We're going to talk about that and where the damage was where the most damage had occurred. And then the second half of the show is kicked off with Boating Royalty with Frank Pillsbury. We're going to talk today a little bit about the lawsuits going on with Reggie Fountain and his former company, Fountain Power Boats. And then if we'd like to have enough time there to talk about, of course, the big date tomorrow, 9/11, and some old memories from that day. And then we're going to have our hunting and fishing report later on in the show at about 6:50 today. So keep it right here on News Talk 660 K-Sky, because you are listening to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show. Right now, I want to introduce the captain of our ship over there, Ryan Smith. What's happening, Ryan?
I'm hanging out here trying to keep the ship on course.
Well, you always do a fine job of taking us out and bringing us back in. No dents, no scraping the docks, no running aground. Captain Ryan Smith, I recommend him to everybody.
Oh, that was one of the passengers jumping overboard as we were steering around that iceberg.
Yeah, well, we need to turn around and go pick her up, or pick him up, or whoever it was screaming over there. And the co-host of the Big Boat and Outdoor Show, all the way from East Texas, with his country wisdom and country ways. Here he is, Big John Mixon. What's happening, Big John?
Man, how's it going in Big D today?
It's absolutely fantastic out here in Big D today, man. It's beautiful weather. I think it was, what, like 90, 91 degrees on my thermometer in my truck driving into the studio here this evening, and just beautiful outside. You know, John, I have been looking up at the sky quite a bit here, you know, last weekend. Yeah. And this week, and the sky here is so blue. I mean, earlier in the week, like Sunday morning or so, it was the bluest I have seen it in a long time. I can't remember it being that blue before.
I tell you, it is nice, man. I got to spend the day over at Crown Colony Country Club. We had our March of Dimes Swinging for Babies golf tournament, and it was just, it couldn't have been a better day. I mean, the only other place I'd rather been on the water somewhere.
Oh, yeah, man. Been nice to be out on the water. I have been going to practice. My son Peyton has had some flag football practice going on, and it's been so beautiful. I've been talking to the other dads out there saying, boy, we should all be at the lake right now.
That's it.
And they said, well, you're the boat guy. Set us up. Let's go.
Yeah, where's your boat at? I remember somebody calling you out a couple of the other weekends. Somebody calling you out about they just bought their boat. When you going to get yours and moving in next door?
Yeah, that was Brant Reeves. That's right.
That's right.
He's like, get your boat up here, Gibbs.
Let's go. Let's get the next generation up here at Texoma.
Well, I tell you what, man, talking about lakes and talking about boating, let's find out about those lake levels, because on the line with us is our news correspondent, Lake Level Ginger. What's happening, Lake Level Ginger?
Hey, Dennis, good evening. This report is brought to you by Gibbs Marine Surveys. Our local lake levels continue to drop. Lakes Worth, Joe Pool, Ray Roberts, and Grapevine are the only area lakes measuring between 3 and 4 feet of their normal elevation levels, while Lakes Louisville, Eagle Mountain, Ray Hubbard, and Tuwakini are between 5 and 6 feet low. Lakes Texoma, Cedar Creek, and Richland Chambers are between 6 and 7 feet below normal, with Possum Kingdom measuring more than 9 1/4 feet low. Lake Levan dropped to more than 10 1/2 feet below its normal elevation level, while Sam Rayburn now sits more than 12 feet low. Lake Benbrook is down almost 16 feet, and Lake Travis continues to drop, now down more than 48 feet below its normal elevation level. Please remember to always wear your life jacket and vote safely, and that's it for your Big Boat and Outdoor Show Lake Report.
Well, Lake Level Ginger, that's fantastic. Hey, I missed Lake Texoma's level there. Captain Ryan and I were jamming out to your theme music there. And
Not paying attention to me, huh?
Well, I heard, you know, Lake Levan, 10 1/2 feet. That's a, John, can you imagine Lake Levan 10 1/2 feet low?
Man, it's not made to do that. I bet them boat ramps are getting getting pretty close to being closed over there.
I'll have to go look at Ben Miller's head. I bet he's pulling all of his hair out.
What hair? Oh, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ben. I'm just playing.
Yeah, Ben, that was John who said that. But Lake Level Ginger, how far down is Texoma again? I've got a friend of mine, Tom Toller. Hello, Tom, by the way. He's listening right now, and he asked me how far down Texoma was, and I said, well, tune in at the beginning of the show, and Lake Level Ginger will let us know.
Texoma is somewhere between 6 and 7 feet below normal.
Yeah, that's big time on Lake Texoma there.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Lake Level Ginger, thank you very much. You have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you in 3 weeks.
Sounds like a plan, guys. Have a good one. John, talk to you soon.
Okay. John says goodbye.
I can't hear. So I don't know. Is she talking to me?
Oh, she should have heard what she just said about you.
I love you too, baby.
All right, everybody. Lake Level Ginger, we'll talk to you later. Take care. And Big John?
That's it. I can hear you. I've got you, so we're good to go.
All right, man. That's the most important thing right there.
So I heard you say Texoma's like 6 or 7 feet down, huh?
Yeah, 7 feet just about. So,
I know, man.
John, I want to let everybody know that the Big Boat and Outdoor Show is being brought to us all today by Grandpappy Point Marine and Resort on beautiful Lake Texoma. Folks, you've heard me say this a whole bunch, probably 40, 50 times here over the last year. They've got over 100 used boats for sale at Grandpappy. I survey boats out there all the time that they're selling. They take boats in on trade sometimes, and, you know, they work out the deals and make it happen. You want to go check out all these boats? Go to grandpappy.com. Got pictures of them all. And don't forget also to go to our website, thebigboatshow.com. Sign up for our free newsletter that goes out so you too can start benefiting from our sponsors' coupons and discounts. And Big John, I think we're getting ready to take a commercial break, but...
Don't forget now, we're taking a 2-week vacation. We need to tell everybody.
That's right. Hey, you're going to hear the Baylor football games after this weekend. You've got them on the 17th and the 24th, I believe. And that's when Baylor is going to be here on News Talk 660 K-Sky. We're going to go on a temporary vacation. Folks, we had Hurricane Irene. She did a lot of damage to just boats. The estimate is over $500 million. We're going to tell you all about it, where that damage occurred. Folks, you're listening to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show right here on News Talk 660 K-Sky.
The Dennis Miller Show, every weeknight at 9, News Talk 660, K-Sky.
If you want to enjoy Lake Texoma, you can't do better than Grandpappy Point Marina. Just an hour north of Dallas on Highway 75, Grandpappy Point Marina is your dealer for yachts, Regal, Blue Water, Jeanneau, and Catalina, and full-service extended warranties of up to 5 years on select products. They stay connected so you are comfortable with your brand new boat. They have continuing education classes and service after you take the wheel. deal. Grandpappy Point Marina can handle anything on Lake Texoma. They have a 35-ton marine travel lift and are the certified servicing dealer for Volvo, Pinta Gas and Diesel, Merc Cruiser, and much more. A giant marine parts department. If you want a cabana, an apartment, a boat lift, an improved slip, power and sailboat slips up to 60 feet, cabins with AC and cable TV, up to 6 bedrooms along with camping and RV spaces. Grandpappy Point Marina sets the standard. Just an hour north of Dallas on Highway 75 or online at grandpappy.com. That's grandpappy.com.
This is Doc Gallagher, and I want you to have dinner with me. I've been hosting dinners for Dallas-Fort Worth for 25 years. We do 4 dinners a month in the Dallas area, 4 dinners a month in the Fort Worth area. Is this important to you? Safety of principle, no current taxes, avoiding probate, cannot be attached, no lawsuits, income available at all times, guaranteed growth, no market risk, income you cannot outlive, no fees, and control over how your heirs receive their inheritance. Call me now at 843-44-DOC to register for our next complimentary dinner in Dallas or Fort Worth.
Join Doc for a complimentary dinner on Tuesday, September 13th at the Olive Garden in Louisville. Lunch on Thursday, September 15th. Learn how you can have financial peace of mind. Call now to reserve your complimentary lunch or dinner at 1-800-434-4362. That's 1-800-434-4362. Join the Money Doctor Show with Doc Gallagher every Saturday afternoon at 3 on News Talk 660 KSKY.
Attention parents. If your son is 11 to 17 years old and exhibits oppositional or defiant behavior patterns, we want to prove that our best-selling child behavior program, The Total Transformation, will work for you. And we're willing to give it to you for free. For a limited time, we are offering the entire program free if you're the parent of an 11 to 17-year-old male child as part of a national market research project. If you're struggling with disrespect, backtalk, lying, school problems, or defiant behavior, you can get The Total Transformation free by calling 1-800-430-3961 and find out how you can participate in this limited-time market research project. By sending in your results, you'll get our $300 child behavior program for free. Limited number of free programs available. Call now, 1-800-430-3961. 1-800-430-3961. That's 1-800-430-3961. 1-800-430-3961.
Award-winning journalist Ronald Kessler's startling New York Times bestseller, The Secrets of the FBI, reveals the FBI's most closely guarded information based on unparalleled access. The Secrets of the FBI presents revelations about the raid on Osama bin Laden's compound, Marilyn Monroe's death, Vince Foster's suicide, and the truth about J. Edgar Hoover. Kessler tells how the FBI caught spy Robert Hansen and how the FBI breaks into homes and embassies to plant bugging devices without getting caught. The Secrets of the FBI by Ronald Kessler, now available wherever books are sold.
Mark your calendar for High Port Marina's On the Water Boat Show, October 1st and 2nd. Everyone is invited. I say again, High Port Marina is having an On the Water Boat Show, October 1st and 2nd. Yachts, powerboats, little boats, houseboats, sailboats, all with motivated sellers. Go to highport.com for inventory. Don't miss this chance to get the boat of your dreams. Free food and drinks. For more information, call 903-780-7000 or go to highport.com.
Bill Bennett's Morning in America, weekdays from 5 to 8 a.m. on News Talk 660 KSKY.
More of the Big Boat and Outdoor Show on News Talk 660 KSKY with your host, Dennis Gibbs.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show, your only boating talk radio show in North Texas. I'm Dennis Gibbs, the boat guy, and this segment is being brought to us all by Grandpappy Point Marina and Resort and Cedar Mills Marina and Resort on beautiful Lake Texoma. And as John and I have been telling you folks for a long time, what is a great deal?
Free.
That's right. Say it again, John.
Free.
F-R-E-E.
That's right.
That's
it, man. One of my favorite four-letter words. It starts with an F. Free.
That's right. Free slip rent for 3 months at Cedar Mills Marina for the new tenants out there. So go to cedarmills.com and check it out. Don't forget about their Cedar Mills yacht sales. Go to cedarmills.com and check out all their boats for sale. And Big John.
Yeah, hey, good job on that 30-second high port read, man. That was awesome.
Yeah, I didn't mess it up or anything. I started to smile, and John and I were talking like, hey, we'll do this spot together and stuff, and there was no way I'd be able to get through it without laughing with John and messing it all up, and the sponsor Highport would want their money back.
Yeah, they'd want double their money back.
But
so yeah, dude, you said $500 million.
$500 million, and John, this is just in boats, okay? God. Not marinas, not those beautiful beach houses or anything that's out there. This is just in homes, in boats.
I know, and the thing is that wasn't really, from what I saw on the news here, like a high wind situation. It was just a crazy rain situation and flooding, right?
You are correct. I got this information from Trade Only Magazine, and, you know, Boats U.S. had this.
What do you trade
for it? I gave.
What do you have to send them? Oh, you send them money. You trade them money for the magazine. That's what it is.
That's it, man.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Trade them a couple of beer koozies.
That's it, man. A couple of Gibbs Marine.
That's right, man. And some Gibbs Marine key floats.
So, yeah, you got it from Trade Only Magazine.
And this information came from Boats U.S.
Yeah.
And, you know, Boats U.S. had put in there that, you know, their estimates are about over $500 million in boat damage. And like you had said, you know, this was kind of a low-category hurricane, thank God. But what caused the most damage happened to the boats that were left in the water and boats that were in the water tied to moorings. And, you know, Boats U.S. has a benefit in their insurance policy there that they'll pay half, 50% of a haul out, you know, in case of an event like this, to get your boat hauled out of the water up to $1,000. So a whole bunch of people got their boats pulled out of the water. And you remember Vic that we were talking to out there in New Jersey?
He decided he was just going to watch his ride out the storm.
Yeah, and he said there's boats, you know, being pulled out. The marina's been real busy and hauling boats out with travel lifts and setting them on stands and securing them, you know, on land. And here's a lot of folks that did not do that. And, you know, most of the damage is from Bedford, Massachusetts. Massachusetts. Yeah, there you go. A recession.
Okay, just like Mass.
Bedford, Mass. And the other states, Connecticut and Rhode Island, you know, they were the least prepared, and they suffered the most damage. And like you said, it was the rain and the flooding and the storm surge that got these boats. And folks, what goes along with this, and this is what I want to, you know, let everybody know, $500 million, that's going to have a whole bunch of boats. And sometimes what happens with these boats is they'll be, you know, let's say the, you know, claims adjusters are all out there on the East Coast now with these boats, and a lot of them are going to be totaled. Okay, so what happens when they total them, they become salvage, and then somebody buys the salvage. Sometimes you buy salvage for $100. Sometimes you buy salvage, it might be, you know, $1,000 or $5,000, $10,000. Thank you there, Ryan. And, you know, what happens is people go in there and they do a little touch up on some fiberglass. And let's just say this boat's been underwater. So they do a little touch-up on the fiberglass, they clean it out, and they dry it out. And then the next thing you know, here's this nice big boat that ends up for sale. And some unknowing consumer purchases this boat. And sometimes it's because it's such a low price, they go out there, they buy it, and, you know, they don't get a marine survey done on the boat, and, you know, they end up with a boat that is nothing but a piece of junk. And
one of the bad things is unlike a car, you know, they don't have a salvage title. And
right.
As far as I know, there's not a boat fax like there's a car fax where you can do a history on the vessel to see if it's ever been totaled.
That, you know, John, you there is, but not nearly like it is for cars, you know. Here's something that you can do, and Gibbs Marine Surveys does this. You know, when I have a suspect boat that I kind of am a little suspicious of, when I start finding a lot of damage that has been repaired or patched, You can go to Google and type in the hull ID number of this boat.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll see, bang, this boat was dropped from a storage rack 3 stories high.
Really?
This boat was sunk and was in, you know, Bedford, Massachusetts. And was sunk. And, you know, it'll show up in there sometimes, folks. So, and you'll be surprised. You'll start to see some of these boats show up here in Texas. Why?
Craigslist.
Why? Why will they show up here in Texas? Because Texas is number 3 in boating. Okay? There's over $600 million worth of boats here in Texas, or 600,000 plus
registered
boaters, which places Texas number 3 behind California, Florida, and, you know, might be 4th behind, you know, the Illinois up there with the Michigan area up there with the Great Lakes. So you got to remember, folks, there's more inland miles of inland shoreline in Texas than there is in any other state in our country. So, you know, where do you go? You try to get this out to unknowing people, unknowing boat buying public, to buy these particular boats. And I don't want to have that happen to any of our Texas residents out here. You know,
no.
This goes back several years ago, John. It was a nice power boat. We got a call to go survey this boat, and the price tag on it was about $65,000. The man that hired Gibbs Marine to go and inspect this boat was going, that's what he was set up, man. He already had his financing, everything all lined up to buy this boat. And when we started to survey it, I noticed that the decks, you know, one side, the non-skid, was different than the other side. I'm looking at part of the hull and the transom, and I'm like, wow, this boat has been, like, major wreck. And, you know, I Googled the serial number on this boat. It did not show up in Google on this one, but I knew just by my experience and getting into the boat and checking behind panels and walls, and this boat had been totaled. So my customer walked away from the boat. But lo and behold, somebody else bought this boat for about 50 cents on the dollar, and we got asked to survey this boat again about a year or so ago. And
wow.
same thing, man. But, you know, I'm not saying it's a bad boat. It's just it's not worth the full retail price that somebody was trying to sell it for. So,
and that's one thing is, you know, they always say if it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true. You know what I'm saying? If it's just such a great, great deal, you got to think, why in the world are they, you know, making such a great, great deal here?
That's very true, man. And so these boats, folks, in the next, you know, 6 to 8 months, maybe 3 months from now, you're probably going to see one or two, maybe a dozen of these boats enter the Texas area here, and just be very careful. Another clue to look for, the registration numbers that are on the nose of the boat. They should start off with a TX. That means Texas. If you've got them starting off with, you know, RI for Rhode Island, or MA for Massachusetts, you know, that's, or Connecticut. So be careful on those boats. And the next time the insurance companies and the weather people say, hey, there's a hurricane coming, you might want to heed warning and get your boat better secured instead of leaving it to a mooring ball there in the middle of the bay. So that's what happened to these folks. They came undone and filled up with water from the, you know, 20 inches of rain that they received. And a lot of these boats sank or blew up on shore or the rocks and are now totaled. So you hate to hear it, but that's what happens.
Yeah, so, keep your eyes out. They'll be around springtime. They'll be here and be making deals on them.
That's right. So you never know, man. You just never, never know.
That's it. Got to watch it. Got to watch them deals.
But, Big John, I guess we'll probably go ahead and take a break right now.
Yeah, we make more room for Frank in segment 3.
Yeah, get some extra room there. We can also talk a little bit about 9/11. And I've got a story to share with everybody about what I saw out at Lake Grapevine with camera being shot and filming the planes flying over. So I'll tell you who was doing that. Folks, you're listening to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show on News Talk 660 KSKY. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
New choice. Intelligent talk. News Talk 660 KSKY.
If you want to enjoy Lake Texoma,
for your risk-free trial, call 1-800-900-7431. 1-800-900-7431.
News Talk 660, KSKY, and Mike Gallagher.
Mike Gallagher.
Weekdays at 8. News Talk 660, KSKY.
Call 866-660-KSKY with your questions or comments. We return to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show on News Talk 660, KSKY.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show. Talking to you live inside the beautiful studios of News Talk 660 KSKY. It's 6:31 right now. This segment is being brought to us all by Grandpappy Point Marina, Cedar Mills Marina, and also High Port Marina and Resort. And Big John,
yeah,
on October 1st and 2nd, High Port Marina is having an on-the-water boat show.
Man, can you imagine? It'll be cooled off a little bit more by then. It'll just be perfect weather up there to go to Texoma and look at some boats.
You know that Mark Callahan's going to be busy that day.
Oh, man. Calhoun will be all over the dock, won't he?
Oh, you can hear him walking down there. Doom, 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 doom.
Doom, 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 doom. You know he's coming, man. He's got a deal in his hand and some boat keys in the other. He's ready to make it happen.
That's right. And I tell you what, they've got some beautiful boats out there. And, folks, there's some big ones out there that are, I mean, just super nice, priced right. They've got a heck of an inventory of used boats out there. And if you want to check them out, go to highport.com. And right now, John, it's we have on the line. What?
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm just wore out, man. I'm more worn out than John Wayne's cigarette lighter. I'll tell you what, dude. I'm tired.
Is this Kevin Strickland I'm talking to? No, let's see. We have on the line with us right now.
I'm sorry, that's just what I feel like. I feel like an old Zippo ladder that didn't flip one too many times.
Oh.
Sorry, Franklin, I didn't mean to kill your intro.
On the special guest line here, number two, we have boating royalty, Franklin Pillsbury. Franklin, what's going on, man?
Boys, what in the world is happening with you all?
Oh, we're just trying to make it through another show here. And
without getting kicked off the air.
I tell you what, you know, Franklin, I had a topic here set up with Reggie Fountain and with going on with Fountain Power Boats. They're all in a lawsuit right now.
Yep, yep.
And we were going to do that for Dock Talk. But, you know, I want to make sure, and if we have enough time, we'll get into it. But I'd like to talk about 9/11. That's our big date tomorrow. And we're going to talk about 9/11 on Dock Talk.
Hey, Dennis.
Hang on, Franklin. It's Doc Talk time right now. All right, everybody. This is a part of our show where we have Doc Talk. And Franklin, I interrupted you there, and you were about to say something. Go ahead.
That's okay. Being the professional radio guy that you are, you were running the ship there and wanted to make sure that all the right pieces were in place, so not a problem. But what I wanted to do was reach out to Big John and ask if you could make the short trip over to Tyler, Texas next Thursday, September the 5th at 15th at 6 p.m. and be our guest for the Coastal Conservation Association's Piney Woods Chapter fundraiser dinner. The last guy that went with me, competitive radio show, ended up winning a Rolex by going to one of these CCA dinners.
Well, I tell you what, let me get that on my calendar, and I'll make sure I'm there.
There you go.
Would love to have you there, and some of the special guests we'll have at our table are our friends with the new East Texas Outdoors magazine and some other things, but just a great opportunity to plug in. And Dennis, I got to tell you, the reach of the Big Boat and Outdoors show, I want to give a shout out to Eddie Turner, one of my old clients that I saw this week that said he listens every week.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. Well, hello, Eddie.
It's great. We're up to five listeners now.
We've
awesome.
Got five.
John, I think it's actually six.
We're up to all six. Right. Eddie makes six, that's right.
Eddie makes six, that's right.
Well, I tell you what, it started with me yesterday, driving home from Lake Texoma. I was listening to the John David Wells in the Wells Report, and as a matter of fact, I have to salute him because he did a heck of a show yesterday, and he was having callers call in about what their memories were of 9/11. And one of the phone calls he had, a gentleman call in that, after 9/11, I think he was in the reserves and got called up and was off to Iraq. And while he was over there in Iraq, he got to, all the guys out there got to make a 15-minute phone call home on the sat phone. And while he was talking to his wife, she asked him to talk to their son. And he said it aggravated me. He said, I wanted to talk to my wife and thought it was a disciplinary type thing and wanted her to deal with it. And he even told her, he said, why can't you just deal with it? And she said, no, you need to talk to your son. And the gentleman explained that his son was 17 years old, and he got on the phone, and he said, Dad, I want to join. He said, join what? He goes, military. I'm signing up, and I'm joining. And this man, his son, joined into the military, met his son over in Iraq and got to have dinner with him. And when he and the rest of his group got back in the Humvee and got all their fighting equipment and stuff back on, he was breaking up on the radio. And it just goes to... It just, to me, what it did is it just proves the type of the way people are, and a lot of Americans, they have sacrificed a lot, and there's a lot of families that have made the ultimate sacrifice with their loved ones going off to this war that we're involved in, but boy, it sure is something else out there with that, and I have to take my hat off to that man and his son and his family, because it was a very touching story to me. I had to stop and listen to it. It was amazing. And what it reminds me of is, being also for myself, what I remember about 9/11 is about 2 weeks after that, Drew and I had a survey at Lake Grapevine, and John and Franklin, where Silver Lake Marina is there.
Yep.
By the dam and the Gals Cowboy Golf Course out there. And when I pulled up in that parking lot, what was in the parking lot but was a white van. There were three Middle Eastern people in their, Middle Eastern, clothing, their fashion that they have.
There you go.
And they had a there was two males and one female, and one of the males had a pretty good size video camera on his shoulder, and I'm sitting there watching him, and the planes flying in the DFW airport fly over Silver Lake Marina, and he was filming these planes. And so I called the Grapevine Police Department and reported this, and we sat there. Now, these three individuals are also looking at Drew and I, and I'm pretty sure they knew, because you could tell they kind of looking at us and then look at each other and say something and look at us. And, we got the survey bag and walked down the walkway to go into the boathouse and try to keep an eye on them and wait for the police to either call me back or, try to get a better description or whatever. And within about 15, 20 minutes, I, double checked and went back. They were gone, the van and stuff, and I never saw the police at all. And that's
paranoid.
That's always, no, it's always bugged me that I never saw him. And so, you know,
yeah,
that,
they got your license number, man. You better watch it, dude. Don't get it.
Yeah, I know. They're going to come and get me.
They filmed you and Drew. They're going to get you.
I'm going to fly a plane into my house. But
it's just a tiny little remote control plane. It's going to hit your pool.
And with me in it.
You know, John, what I'm a little more concerned about is the fact that he said they were carrying the survey bag down to the dock.
That's right.
Like a doctor bag, you know. Had all my tools in it.
With all your tools of the trade.
But go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that's when I was, you know, with Wall Street Mortgage there in Southlake, and our office was right there, like you said, in the flight path of DFW. I mean, we could go out back and wave at the pilots when they came over, you know, and when they shut down air traffic, that was just so weird for there not to be planes coming over every few seconds. You know, that was one of the things that struck me. And then even driving home that day, you know, there were no planes coming over the highway 114 and 121 and all that there. And, you know, that was one of the, you know, localized. That was one of the strange things for me there in DFW.
Franklin, how about you?
Well, I was actually that's when I was with the sports radio station in Minneapolis. And in our group, we had four stations that were in our office. And I was always in early in the morning. I love seeing the on-air talent as they got their morning show started and some other kinds of things. And because of the nature of our sports radio area, we had TV monitors near the sales offices and everything else. And I'm sitting there watching, as I normally would do, kind of the show getting going and some other things happening. And I saw all of a sudden the reports, you know, in the morning news and whatnot, showing the first tower that had been hit and that kind of stuff. So I walked over and one of the producers walked over and we started watching the TV monitors. And then all of a sudden, as everybody, you know, saw that second plane fly into the second tower, and we knew something was going on. And as we kind of started to hear things unfolding and some other things happening, it within literally probably 10 minutes, I get a call from our VP general manager, and he was at home, and he said, okay, here's what we're doing. First of all, start pulling any advertising that has to do with any travel. Get the guys on the sports radio to switch over to updating News Talk. And anyway, all of a sudden, in his words, these are the days that live radio is made for. We became right. An information center for people wanting to know what was going on.
Yeah, that's, you know, there a lot of the stations around here in the Dallas area, you know, they, I remember one station in particular had radio hosts from their competition, you know, from their other radio stations, and they all did a big giant round table.
Yep.
And, you know, I remember listening to the beginning to the end of that broadcast they did. And, you know, I'm concerned, like everybody else is, that an attempt might be made between now and, you know, Monday. So, you know, it's not right that you got to live this way, but I'm glad we're doing what we need to do to go and get these people. And
you got to think we're one of the few countries and last countries in the world to have to move into dealing with this. I mean, there's terrorism in all these other countries around the world, and all these horrible things go on, and it's finally made it here. You know, 10 years ago, it hit us, and that has changed the way that America operates. And, you know, everybody, you know, it's not a matter of being paranoid. It's a matter of being vigilant and just, you know, looking around at your surroundings and what's going on around you. But unfortunately, nowadays, you know, there's so many radical people and radical thinking from so many different parts of the world, it's almost hard to expect where's it coming from. You know, who's coming in here from where to do what? And, you know, that's a sad state we've got to, but, you know, here we are. You know, 10 years later, that's what we're dealing with. And like they say, post 9/11 America.
Yeah, it's John, and I'll be honest with you, in Franklin, I didn't know about the Al-Qaeda and Taliban until 9/11 happened.
Sure.
And, you know, everybody knows who they are now. And,
yeah, I mean, you got to say, you know, you can't, you know, they unfortunately they did something horrible, but like you said, everybody knows who they are now. You know, and there's a lot of other small groups out there, unfortunately, that are going to try to copy something one day to get their name and their cause out there.
The fine individuals and the young men that we have over there, and those of you that have served over there, and also our, you know, our wars that have been in the past, from everybody here at the Big Boat and Outdoor Show, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And
everybody through the police department, fire department, even the volunteer firemen, I mean, first responders, you know, whether it's an accident at DFW Airport or something like happened on 9/11, you know, there are people that run into the fire as the rest of us are running away. And those are the guys we've got the men and women we've got to take our hat off to and bow down and say thank you. Thank you for helping.
One of the gentlemen that I was with on Wednesday morning was a fire chief in New York City when 9/11 happened, or he was a fireman. I don't know if he was chief or not, but he was a fireman there. And I looked at him and I said, that was a horrible, horrible time for you. I said, you lost a lot of friends. And he said, I think it was 48 friends that he had that he lost. And he goes, that's the reason why I retired to get out of there. He said he just, you know.
Well, like you said, though, the day he retired, probably 10 more signed up to take his place. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that motivated a lot of people to take part in, you know, being a help rather than just depending on others.
My wife's cousin is like that, too.
To bring some of that real, too, let's not take away from these first responders, firefighters and whatnot that are defending, you know, the state of Texas right now with these fires and all this tragic stuff that's going on. You know, and some of these fires have been started by malicious people, and some of them, you know, by, natural causes. But again, same thing, man, just step up and make it happen.
Well, I tell you what, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and let's take a quick break. And Franklin, can you stay on with us?
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to try to get Mike Beeson up there at Lake Texoma. Kevin Strickland is in North Carolina doing some hunting. We're going to try him. We'll see what happens. Folks, you are listening to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show right here on News Talk 660 K-Sky. We're coming right back.
92.9 FM in Dallas. 95.5 FM in Arlington. 99.9 FM in Fort Worth. News Talk 660 K-Sky.
Do you believe taxes will be going up once this freeze is over? I do. I'm Lorette Ellsworth with Freedom Financial Radio. Are you tired of watching your retirement accounts waste away at the mercy of a volatile market? Wouldn't you like to learn the secrets to planning a tax-free retirement income? Listen in every week to Freedom Financial Radio and learn how you can get your hands on our free book about creating a tax-free nest egg by simply calling 888-411-4130.
Listen to the Financial Freedom Network show tomorrow morning at 7:30 on News Talk 660 K-Sky.
If you want to enjoy Lake Texoma, you can't do better than Grand Pappy Point Marina. Just an hour north of Dallas on Highway 75, Grand Pappy Point Marina is your dealer for yachts, Regal, Blue Water, Jeanneau, and Catalina, and full service extended warranties of up to 5 years on select products. They stay connected so you are comfortable with your brand new boat. They have continuing education classes and service after you take the wheel. Grand Pappy Point Marina can handle anything on Lake Texoma. They have a 35-ton marine travel lift and are the certified servicing dealer for Volvo, Pinta Gas and Diesel, Merc Cruiser, and much more. A giant marine parts department. If you want a cabana, an apartment, a boat lift, an improved slip, power and sailboat slips up to 60 feet, cabins with AC and cable TV, up to 6 bedrooms along with camping and RV spaces, Grand Pappy Point Marina sets the standard. Just an hour north of Dallas on Highway 75 or online at grandpappy.com. That's grandpappy.com.
Hi, folks. Bill Thomas here with Accurate Foundation Repair. If you think you may be having foundation issues with your home, call Accurate Foundation Repair for a free, no-obligation, accurate assessment of your home's foundation. And if your home has foundation issues, Accurate Foundation Repair will give you peace of mind with a warranty underwritten by a third-party insurance company, Structure Home Warranty, second largest home warranty company in America. Shop around down. Get your best price. Then call Accurate Foundation Repair. We'll give you high-quality steel piers at a price you can afford and a warranty second to none. At Accurate Foundation Repair, 47.3% of our gross revenues is all referral business. For the folks that we've worked on their homes are telling other folks about us. If you have an issue with your foundation, call Accurate Foundation Repair at 972-623-2500. That's 972-623-2500 or on the web at AccurateFoundationRepair.com.
Accurate Foundation Repair. We give you a lift for a whole lot less.
If you're tired of waking up with sore shoulders and hips, it might be time for a new mattress. But not just any ordinary mattress. This time, make it a Sovin European Sleep System. You may not realize it, but if your mattress is too firm, then you'll feel it in the form of pressure points and body aches, particularly if you're a side sleeper. Unlike conventional mattresses, Sovin beds provide both contour and support and are available in various firmness levels and styles. Plush yet supportive, firm yet forgiving. So which mattress is right for you? The secret lies in the Sovin fitting process, where the Sovin staff will guide you and your partner to the appropriate bed, taking into consideration your size, your weight, and how you sleep. A proper fit means a better night's sleep. Visit the Sovin showroom today. Come experience for yourself why so many of your friends and neighbors have already replaced their lumpy, uncomfortable beds with the Sovin European Sleep System. The world's most comfortable mattress, guaranteed. Sovin European Sleep Systems at Inwood & Lovers in Dallas, behind the Inwood Theater, on the web at sovn.com.
Mark your calendar for High Point Marina's On the Water Boat Show, October 1st and 2nd. Everyone is invited. I say again, High Point Marina is having an On the Water Boat Show, October 1st and 2nd. Yachts, powerboats, little boats, houseboats, sailboats, all with motivated sellers. Go to highport.com for inventory. Don't miss this chance to get the boat of your dreams. Free food and drinks. For more information, call 903-786-7000 or go to highport.com.
Prager Show.
Weekdays at 11.
News Talk 660. K-Sky. The Big Boat and Outdoor Show continues. Here's your host, Dennis Gibbs, on News Talk 660, K-Sky.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Big Boat and Outdoor Show. Our show is being brought to everybody today by Grandpappy Point Marine and Resort, Cedar Mills Marine and Resort, Pelican's Landing Waterfront Restaurant, and High Point Marina and Resort. And folks, don't forget that High Point Marina is having an on-the-water boat show on October 1st and 2nd. Also, to let you know, we're going to take a break for the next two weekends. So September 17th and the 24th, the big boat show will be on vacation, and you're going to be listening to the Baylor football game. And right now, let's see, we got Big John.
Yeah, I'm here.
We got Frank Pillsbury. There he is. And right now, it is time for our hunting and fishing report with Four Seasons Guide Service, Mr. Michael Beeson. Michael, what's going on, man?
Oh, we're sitting out here in the dove field just having a little bit of fun. We're furnishing enterprise up here. Company got about 24 people and sitting out there just shooting them up.
Really?
Yeah, it's been real good.
Now, let me ask you, and I've got John on here and Frank Pillsbury, and I've been dove hunting twice in my life. And when we went and dove hunted, we basically, you know, had our shotguns, and we kind of walked around. And when the doves would fly up, bang, you'd start shooting, and everybody else would get one, and I'd miss every single time. But is that kind of what you do, or are you sitting – there's not something – I'm going to ask something stupid here, so get ready to laugh, John. But is there something like a – called a – you got deer blinds and such? Is there a dove blind?
I'm sure there is. We're sitting in a irrigation pivot line down through here, and catching these fields coming off of pasture back up in this Milo field, and it's they're just flocking in on us since about 4:30 this morning or this afternoon.
Now Dennis, what he means is they're sitting at a watering hole, and when these birds are flying in from eating to get a drink, they're getting them. Okay, I just want to make sure you got it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. When he said irrigation area there, I figured there was a little stream in front of them. And I didn't know that these dove would be coming in there to take a drink. especially with a bunch of guys sitting around with shotguns. But
that's it. Once they crack off the first shot, they kind of figure it out.
So it must sound pretty cool out there with you guys. There's 24 of you, and everybody's got their own gun?
Well, we're kind of scattered out. We got a group back to the west of me, probably about a mile and a half, and you can hear those guns go off every occasionally, and then we're set back to the east of them, and just kind of keep them bouncing around.
Well, how much longer do you have for dove season, Michael?
I got to the end of October. We just kind of pick and choose when we're hunting. We kind of wait for them fronts to push fresh birds in. We probably hunting about once or twice a week right now, getting good hunts in.
Well, hey, let me ask you this. I had a customer of mine call me up, and also a listener called up, sent an email, wanted to know about Lake Texoma. They've got a big boat up there, and is it okay for them to, you know, cruise their boat around with that blue-green algae? And I said, I really haven't seen it too much, but I thought I would ask you. You see a bunch of blue-green algae out there or what?
Dave has been on the water here in the last 4 or 5 days. I haven't been out there. I've been chasing birds, but, you know, I haven't personally talked to any guy that's been having any problems with it. It's out there. I don't suggest on swimming, but as far as coming up and enjoying old boating and camping and all that stuff, I don't see a problem with it. You know, I've talked to a bunch of guys that's been fishing 2 or 3 days a week, and none of us have gotten sick yet.
Well, good deal, man. I thank you. And hey, before we run out of time, and we are running out of time, so let me just say this. Sponsors again: Grandpappy, Cedar Mills, Highport, Pelican's Landing, and want to thank all of those folks right there. Also, folks, if you want to go hunting with the Beesons with Four Seasons Guide Service, here's their phone number: 903-465-5262, and it certainly sounds like Michael's got a great spot out there for you. Their number again, 903-465-5262.
Hey, Dennis.
Hurry up.
One time. Also, then, boys, if y'all want to come up, stay at Grandpappy's in the cabins. That's where we fish out of. We'll be glad to have you and accommodate you.
Excellent. Go Cowboys. Have a good weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.
It's called the Big Boat and Outdoor Show with Dennis Gibbs on News Talk 660 Case Guy. If you have something on your mind, fire off an email to bigboatshow@yahoo.com. That's bigboatshow@yahoo.com. Dennis or any of the Big Boat and Outdoor Show crew will check it out. Tune in to the Big Boat and Outdoor Show on News Talk 660 Case Guy.